In a corner of the internet, one podcast fights for outstanding B2B copywriting. For a copy that makes sense.
Where I think people get into trouble is where they start to try and use jargon words like a badge. To kind of go, hey, you're really interested in this topic, and look, we understand that because we know the words. And it's something where if you're using it as a look, I'm in the club too kind of badge, you know, that really can get in the way of your writing at that point. You're not adding clarity, you're taking it away.
For content that engages.
I don't think that shorter is always better. I think that you should be aiming at the right length for the content, the story, the point that you want to get across. And I don't think we should be looking at, you know, how short can we make this? I think we should be looking at how interesting can we make this, because the more interesting it is, the more people are likely to read or watch a longer piece of content.
For writing that puts your audience first.
You probably don't care that much about the brand itself. You're probably not very emotionally invested in its fortunes. You want to know that that company can solve the problems that you've got. So therefore, I think the stories that should be told are the stories around the customer's problem rather than the stories about the company itself.
For subject lines that entice.
You have to show the benefit of what you're offering to your audience. It's no use talking about your own product or talking about your own company or saying, oh, we've got a webinar, we've got a white paper. Those don't seem to work. It's can you show the value of opening the email to the recipient?
For campaigns that people actually enjoy.
B2B marketing used to be very conservative, and there was this sense that your target buyer was going to be making this very big, very serious buying decision and maybe investing sort of millions of pounds in this. Well, we're in the technology industry, so this piece of equipment or this piece of software. So therefore, that the materials you presented to them had to be very serious and very in-depth and just very serious, I guess. So there wasn't perceived to be a place for sort of frivolous visual content or visual storytelling.
Welcome to the Radix Copycast. Listen now at radix-communications.com.